This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And you wonder why Delilah and Rush Limbaugh make $40 million a year. What the heck?
Man, please.
Hagen, yeah. I mean, come on.
Can they ring a bell like Doug Steffen? I think not.
Right. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Welcome back to the Ding Dong Doug program. This is a good day show. Victoria Keelan, my friend, is here. Jennifer Horn, my friend, is here. Kara Schillen, my friend, is here. We are all in it for you. We're here. I consider this a privilege. I was just saying a note to one of my programming friends about what's going on. And yeah, I was making a quip about that. In the next week or so, Limbaugh is going to make an announcement about his future, which will, I believe, include another 4 years in his present spot at least. Delilah just made a deal for another 4 years in her perch. And it's, you know, there's a security. A lot of people who are in our business, managers who are listening to the program right now, are saying, we got to find the next new talent. We have no farm. And we've been talking about this for years. But yet, even though there is this, with some, the singular focus, this may be a little too inside, but maybe it'll be interesting for some people to hear how this actually works. The radio world, I've been a part of the radio world. My advisors tell me not to tell folks how many years I've been on the air, but I started when I was 17. And I'm not 17
anymore.
And you're
anymore. 27 now. 10 years. Congratulations. 10 whole
thank
years.
Thank you very much. Yes, let's hear it for me. Okay, so anyway, I have found over the years some very interesting engagements with people who have been in this business. And this guy said to me when we had lunch not long ago, he wanted to know if there was ever a moment on the year when I was afraid. And maybe I'm not smart enough, but I have never found, in terms of what I was doing with the people that I was on the air with, there have been moments when we've had technological failures, colossal technological problems. And I haven't been afraid, although I get worried about some of the stations and what they think when stuff doesn't work right. And so that bothers me sometimes. But in terms of what I do on the air, what I'm responsible for, which is me, my mouth, and my mind, and then the people that I bring on who are my friends like Jennifer and Victoria, and Kara, who are here to help us all work our way through the day. Over the years, and I don't mean this to stick on my chest and say, wow, Doug Steffen, he's so smart, my God. I mean, if I was as smart, I'd be making the kind of dough that those two are, and I'm not even close to it. But I'm having a wonderful time with people that I care about. And that goes not only for the people who are on the air with me, but the people who listen, excuse me, who have been around for a long time. Do you realize that we have people that have been affiliated with this radio program for 27 of the 28
really
years
cool.
that have been on the air? KPSI in Palm Springs is one of the examples. The Hickory Station. I mean, there are probably about a dozen, maybe 14 stations that have been around for as long as Good Day has been on the air. It really is amazing that people wake up or however they work with me, because sometimes people carry the program at different times of the day. But just to be able to share our lives and our thoughts with people, it is a real privilege. So I say thank you for that, because frankly it's important to me. Just about as important as why I ought to always wash new clothing before I wear it. There's nobody, the woman in my life is a nutcase. We bought, before my children came to visit this past weekend, Meredith took me to the Bed Bath & Beyond, and we spent $700. She says, you got to have new towels for all your guests. You have to have this. You got to have that. And then we come home, and they're all brand new things, and she takes all of the things, the tags off, and puts them in the washer. I said, why are you washing them? Well, here's the reason.
That's what you do, you disgusting man. Are you serious? You don't wash towels when you bring them home from the store?
I have never washed new.
That's gross. You know how many kids walk by and, like, wipe their slurpy hands on those towels and people blow their nose
on them? How can they do that? They're all wrapped up, aren't they? No, the towels weren't wrapped up.
The towels are not wrapped up.
All right.
Ooh, and so the anyway, dust that's sitting from the top one.
Okay, all right, okay.
She's a wise, wise woman.
Yes. Well, of course
and you wash jeans, too, by the way. If there are any, here's the only thing. There's a rule. You buy underwear at the store, you wash them before you wear them. You buy towels and you sheets, you wash them before you wear them. You can get away with wearing, like, a top or pants before you wash them. I think you can wear them. But that's it, man. Yeah.
Well, the story of the day today, I don't know if this is trending on Twitter or not, Victoria. But if
towel
it isn't, it ought to
yes
be.
Or no?
Well, no, I mean...
Let's start a hashtag.
here's the story. This person who's an expert when it comes to what you've just discussed, the chemicals that are in new clothing, what people do when they're in the store with this stuff.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Most clothing, even cotton, is treated with chemicals. There are anti-mildew chemicals, anti-wrinkle sprays, and... If you leave them in, they can cause a really serious skin irritation. And then people try on often clothing. You go to the store, you think you're the only one who's tried on those pants or that dress? Come on. There's all kinds of stuff that people, oh, it's gross when you think about it, actually. Somebody else's germs. So in order to alleviate that problem, and maybe this is from the common sense department. Maybe I'm just not very, I don't have a lot of common sense. And I frankly, until Meredith came along, I didn't buy a lot of new sheets and towels and stuff. The same stuff has been around for a long time. I didn't buy any new clothes that amounted to anything. So I didn't really wash the stuff anyway. I washed it when it was dirty, but when I get it, I put it on and wear it or... You know, that sort of thing. But I guess we don't know how much formaldehyde, for example, there is. And some of these dyes,
define
how dangerous
we,
they are.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm washing my towel.
Me. How's that? Well, I'll be me here in this. But there are a lot of things. Why in the name of heaven, please somebody explain to me why formaldehyde is used in clothing? Formaldehyde is how you embalm somebody's body, for God's sakes. What do you have to put on clothing for? What's the problem?
Is that for an anti-wrinkle effect, maybe?
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
Plumping. Ugh. It's a plumping effect.
Is that why they put it in body so your body won't wrinkle anymore now that it's dead?
You up. You're like, man, Aunt Greta never looked better.
Oh, my God.
It's like
all right,
Botox.
Word to the wise today is wash new things before you wear them or use them. That courtesy of the Public Service Department of the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Also got another, as long as we're in this department, when you get your MyPillow, you better wash the pillowcase before you put it on. MyPillow, no pillow comes with its own pillowcase. Some of them, and I think the MyPillow did come with those zip thingamabubbers, right?
With
you put
the
them in a
case. Great.
Right, okay. But then you put a regular pillowcase on top of that. To keep it fresh, My Pillow. My goodness, what an event this has
Speaking
been on
of,
this program.
Of care, I mean, the cool thing about My Pillow is when you get it, you put it in the dryer right away to get the foam going so that you can kind of...
Right. See, we didn't know that until you told us that.
It was actually Victoria's boyfriend that turned us on.
Yeah, none of us knew that except for Lewis actually read the instructions.
Like, we
were anti-male of him. That was anti-male of him, but that was good.
But the best thing, you know, you can't really wash pillows all that well. Like, sometimes they get all weird and clumpy after you wash them. Yeah. My pillow, you can wash as often as you want, which I love because I get freaked out about dust mites. Ugh.
Well, we were just talking about all the other things. Yeah, the dust mites. If you've ever seen a picture, they're like little lobsters. They have claws on them, and they grab your
nose.
You're
going to ruin lobster for me.
That's a great image.
Yeah,
just because you can't eat lobster, Doug, you can't ruin it.
No, I'm telling you. Look on Google pillow mites.
No.
You'll see. Those little claws grab onto the hairs in your nose.
Oh, come on.
And they grab onto the hair in your ears.
Oh, and grab onto the hair in your, your knuckles.
Too. Yes, that's yes, exactly. All right, so this is why you want to keep your MyPillow clean, and you can do it better with a MyPillow than any other pillow on the market. What other pillow says you can wash it, you can dry it? This is a pillow made in America, 60-day satisfaction guarantee, 10-year warranty. Wash it, dry it. It's your MyPillow. And right now, when you call 800-874-8985, use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen, or Deeply Smart, either of those two things, you will, and one goes with the other, actually, you'll be able to get two pillows for the price of one. Yep, you pay for one, you get two. 800-874-8985, so twice as much of a good rest, actually, if you use them both yourself. 800-874-8985. Why would you wait? Go to MyPillow.com, order it there if you want to. But you still got to use the code DS, whether you call in 800-874-8985 or order them online at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS and get two MyPillows for the price of one. 800-874-8985.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I'm going to get the two for $4 bacon, egg, and cheese, the sandwich.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant-wich.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, you love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party dry test average savings until 5/31/18 after payful amount subject to $30 activation fee credit and valid port and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice to use 6/10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
All right, I have something very important to discuss with all of you. Please stop what you're doing and pay attention to the next 60 seconds of the Good Day program, because it's enlightening and it is helpful. This program is all about enlightenment and being helpful, right? Wouldn't we all agree that's what we are interested in doing? So, I offer you now proof that adulthood does not equally... it doesn't equate with being mature. I'm a pretty good example of that. My children think that I'm very silly and that I don't act. I sometimes pinch myself thinking that I'm treated as an adult by people who are my peers, because I get excited about things like this new internet challenge where fathers can see how many Cheerios they can stack on a sleeping baby's face. The record at the moment is 16. So I was thinking of doing this with Miles when he comes back. Megan went up, my daughter and grandson are here. My son went back to L.A. yesterday, but they're here until tomorrow. So they went up to visit a friend of Megan's in Maine last night. They'll be home this afternoon. And when Miles takes his nap, I think I'll get out some Cheerios and I'll see if I can stack up 16 Cheerios on his face before he wakes up.
Just make sure you take pictures.
Yeah, pictures we need.
How's Megan going to feel about that?
Sure, I'll make sure she's doing something.
She likes it.
All right. 21 after the hour. Good day.
My baby science project.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, gee, Prince is still dead, but you wouldn't know it by all the attention that he continues to get. More importantly, his music gets. So, gotta tell you, Versace played some Prince music at the Milan Fashion Show. It turns out that what she played, or what they used, had not been released. So how did she get a hold of it would be the question. I don't have an answer for that. Anybody know how Ms. Versace got a hold of Prince's music that had never been released before? It's not a familiar tune. How would that have happened?
Maybe she had it from a while ago and she just never used it for anything.
Right. So was she and Prince friends?
They were very good friends. Yes.
So it's conceivable that he could have written something for her, recorded it, and now she can use it for her own benefit.
I think that's the likely story.
Yeah, right. So what goes on at fashion shows like the Milan Fashion Show, the Paris Fashion Show, the whatever they have? Does New York have a fashion show? Where are these fashion shows held?
Fashion Week in New York is Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. I covered 7 or 8 seasons of that. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. Well, a lot of standing around and waiting, and the whole show lasts 10 minutes, if you're lucky.
And there are a bunch of skinny women who have no real appeal whatsoever who wear...
They're walking coat hangers. I mean, you know, there's...
And they're also, like an average age of 16.
Right.
Ah, perfect. Yeah.
So they're young coat hangers, is what... Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
jailbait coat hangers.
Ooh. All right. Iggy Azalea.
Really quickly.
Yeah, because we keep moving here. Iggy Azalea, speaking of keeping herself moving, is moving away from Nick Young, her fiancé, because he's a no-good cheating SOB.
That's right.
Apparently.
Yep.
There was a video filmed of him in the locker room.
Because this happened a while ago, this event that you're talking about. It happened a while ago.
Yeah, but now somebody in the locker room taped him when he admitted to cheating on her. He claimed he didn't know he was being filmed. So what the hell has that got to do with it? You either do or you don't, you did or you didn't. What does it get? Hello, moron. There's
the
always a camera.
Not an affair make.
Yeah, right.
Silly.
Oh, I don't know. I was being taped. Really? Oh, how's that changed the reality? She said, Iggy says, I love Nick. Tried and tried to rebuild my trust in him. It became apparent in the last few weeks I was unable to do that. I wish him the best. Never easy to part ways with a person you planned to have your entire life with. So is this guy a dirtbag? What's his story, Nick Young?
Apparently. But the worst thing about this story is that after it came out, people were giving so much crap to his, like the other guy on the team
his
who
teammate.
Filmed him. And I was like, are you kidding me? This guy's getting in trouble because he snitched on him. And, you know, everybody found out he was cheating. I was like, are you kidding me?
How
this
do people
guy cheated.
Lose that? How do people lose that reality, frankly? The connection.
Well, I don't think women were mad. I think men were mad they broke the bro code in the locker room and that everything, whatever happens in the locker room stays there. So that's what men were upset with. But women were, you know, well, women really weren't surprised that an NBA player cheated on his girlfriend.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but Iggy Azalea, come on.
I don't know one way or another. So I'm interested in some activity. We were talking yesterday about Anton Yelchin, who was the fellow that was in the latest Star Trek. And he 27, he played what did he play?
Chekhov.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Okay. So he's leaving his house. He leaves the car in neutral. He's on a steep driveway. Car rolls back on him. I don't know why he doesn't run faster, but he didn't. And he gets pinned against a wall. So now it comes out that he's driving a Jeep Cherokee. And Jeep is taking heat because this guy now, it may be that the gear stick, this is the problem, the gear stick may not have worked because a number of them were recalled in April of this year, whether Mr. Yelchin was able to get his done or not. But he, I'm sure, thought he put it in park. And if, in fact, they've had problems, this gear mechanism has been blamed for a couple of hundred crashes, that sort of thing.
I think 41 people have already been injured because of it, and it was recalled in April.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's something on them. They're defending themselves. Oh, it wasn't us. Yeah, okay, right.
Right.
I'm beginning to wonder. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Place. This is a good day program. My friends here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Trending Food News, another Listeria recall, frozen mixed veggies from Bountiful Harvest, which is another, this is one of these outfits that does it for pretty much everywhere. Grocery store, private label things, they all come in the same place. This sort of underscores the conversation that we've been having recently here about where our food comes from. Much of it comes from the same place. So you could buy things at Whole Foods and, wow, this is great. They've got their own label. Wowie zowie. And then you go over to Albertsons and you find Albertsons has peas and carrots and yum. And if you really look at the back of the package and read it, you'll see that the production of the and the freezing, whatever, the harvesting is done by the same company. It's the same stuff. You're just overpaying for it at Whole Foods. And this is contributing to the smackdown that American consumers are having, realizing now that they aren't much getting the choices of food that they want. This is why I get on to the my soapbox about on my not only my radio program called The American Family Farmer, but here about food choices, the locavore movement, being conscious about what you eat, that sort of thing. So Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, all of these things more likely to happen in what is considered quote unquote fresh fruit that's packaged. Doesn't much happen in frozen fruit or vegetables because they, if they're being frozen properly, the bacteria can't live, but it's got to be really cold. It's like they can't live in the really hot. They can't live in the cold. They don't, you know, I liken it to what I say in the springtime. If you had a cold, cold winter where you are, hard, hard freeze, it kills most of the ticks and other things that are around that are pesky problems during the summertime. If you don't have a warm winter, those people are those people. Those things will be around. So how does this stuff get into the frozen mixed vegetables, et cetera, et cetera? It happens during the cleaning process. It happens out in the field where, you know, a lot of times what you don't know about food is that it's prepared in the field and they have facilities. Have you ever seen that Deadliest Catch show where they pick up all of these fish from the ocean and they bring it in and they immediately freeze them? Immediately. They get onto the deck, they go into the ice pack, they're frozen, that's it. And they never thaw out again until they get to your house. So that's the idea behind the mixed veggies that are picked up in the, any veggie that's picked in the out in the field. Sometimes, though, they have to be brought in and blanched a little in order for the freezing to hold. And the reason they blanch them is to get rid of stuff like the Listeria and the E. coli, Salmonella. Sometimes it doesn't work. So in this circumstance, it hasn't worked. So this time of year, you can safely be buying stuff, if you know where it's coming from, local produce from your local farmer. So why would you buy frozen veggies or anything else unless you're just lazy? You got them all around you. Go buy them from the local farmer. Go buy them.
Meanwhile, frozen stuff cheaper? That's one reason, right, why people buy frozen?
Yeah, right. And then you get Listeria.
It's peak stuff, yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Get Listeria, go buy cheap. That's my advice to you. You want Listeria, go buy some cheap food. Kellogg's recalling food for peanut contamination. This has been going on for a week or so. Recall of a variety of cookies and brownies because of peanut residue contamination. This is a psychological game. I am convinced somehow or other that the world that's so allergic to peanuts really isn't that allergic to peanuts at all. Peanut allergies, we have this warnings everywhere. When you go to a restaurant, please tell us if you have any allergies before you order the food. Well, okay, I got an allergy to lobster. Give me a 5-pound lobster. I'm telling you right now, I'm allergic to lobster, but make sure the one I get is cooked well and it's at least 5 pounds. So you see how nonsensical that is? But yet, it answers some requirement the federal government has. Find out if your customers have any allergies. Okay, got an allergy? Yep. Thanks very much for telling me. What do you want to eat? It's so stupid. Anyway, who has peanut allergies here? Anybody?
No, but one of my college roommate did, and if she got even a whiff of a peanut residue or dust, we had to go to the emergency room once. It was terrifying.
Why? Why does she?
It's airborne.
What happened? I get, but how did she get allergic?
She went into anaphylactic shock.
I get that, but how did she become allergic to peanuts in the first place?
I don't know. I don't know. Just her whole life, she was allergic to peanuts.
I never in my life ever knew anybody when I was in elementary school, junior high school, senior high school, college, working. Never until about maybe 10 years ago knew anybody that had a peanut allergy. Never. Where'd it come from? How do people get to
really
be allergic?
It is really new. I don't remember in grade school ever having the peanut allergy problem. Now it's like half the class is peanut allergy.
Now you can't bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school because they're afraid you're going to give them to somebody next door and they're going to go...
I don't know what caused it, but there does seem to be some weird phenomenon, but it is a very real thing. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. All right. Pardon me if I'm a little... I think some of it is a little over the top. Story about how often you're eating out, Jennifer. How many times a week do you eat out?
Go on,
fess up.
Probably 4 or 5 times a week.
4 times. Okay. Kara, how often do you eat out?
I don't eat dinner, but I do buy lunch maybe 3 times a week.
Where do you go?
There's a place next door that has, like, it's not a buffet,
that's
but...
The Buoy Monger.
It's not the Buoy Monger.
My God, that horrible place down across the street.
Excuse me, that we only have 2 places, and I can't exactly leave work for more than 10 minutes.
McFadden is so cheap, he brings me there for lunch and he pays. That's how bad it is.
Which place? It's not the Buoy Monger, which is really
bad.
That
place is across the
There's a name of something that has food called the Buoy Monger?
Yeah, don't you want to go there?
God. It sounds like a cafeteria, if I remember.
It doesn't sound like booger at all. Yeah. Buoy Monger.
Right.
You invest in some good restaurants around here, and I'll go to them.
Okay. So,
well, as New Yorkers, we pretty much all get delivery every night, but we cook a fair amount. So I'd say we probably order food maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
Really? When you order, what do you order?
Depends. Chinese one night. Indian, Italian, whatever we're in the mood for.
All right.
Everything's
the
here.
Survey
so it's easy.
Says, this sounds like a, this is from Family Feud. Survey says $2 billion a year being spent by Americans that eat out at restaurants and bars.
Wow.
$2 billion. First time it's happened in recorded history. Behavioral and economic forces are intersecting to produce this change. I go to the grocery store. If I want something hot and I'm on my own, I go to the grocery store. And I get the hot vegetables. There's usually some fish that I can get.
Out to dinner, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
It's prepared food somewhere else. You're not making it yourself. So, I count that as going out.
Hold on just a second. I want you to listen to a Massey Ferguson 4270 as he drives by the window.
What?
That's a Massey
Ferguson 4270, Victoria.
4270
come on.
Tractor going by my window.
Okay. Very nice.
Okay, yes.
But now, even at Whole Foods, if you go to the salad bar or the hot bar or whatever they call it.
That's going out. It's a restaurant.
Yeah, and they also had a recall of all the stuff that they were making recently.
Millennials eat out 3.4 times a week compared to 2.8 times for non-millennials. What is that?
I'll tell you what's hard is, in my line of work, at least 2 or 3 times a week, I'm going out with a client or going to lunch or dinner or something like that. And then I'll at least go out once a week, socially. It's hard not to avoid it now, I think. That's sadly, social and business interactions are all tied to going out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I always, when I'm having business meetings, I usually try to meet them for lunch. More than not, millennials get it to go. They don't eat at the restaurant. That sounds like your story, Victoria. You don't go to the restaurant so much as you get it.
We just get delivery. Yep.
Yeah. So you don't like to cook? You don't have time to cook? You don't want to
cook? No, I love to cook. And we use Home Chef, and they send us 2 to 3 meals a week.
Those are good.
So we cook those meals, and then we order around it.
Yeah, that's cool. 44 past the hour in a moment, the government goes after salt and sugar. Wow. I'm glad I got the government protecting me from this stuff. Wait till you hear the story in a moment. It's on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Did you know a recent poll shows a majority of Americans want our next president to decide who replaces the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia? It's your country, and this is Jim DeMint with a conservative perspective from the Heritage Foundation. Justice Scalia was a judge with integrity who believed that the Supreme Court should interpret the Constitution according to its original meaning. Over time, activist judges have created new powers for government not found in the Constitution, powers that have eroded the very framework of our society. Heritage research shows that justices of the Supreme Court who adhere to the Constitution, as did Justice Scalia, create opportunity for all Americans and show favoritism to none. Constitutional government, that's a conservative idea for a better future. I'm Jim DeMint, and this is your country. Find out more at heritage.org.
This is your radio program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. Okay, so you'll be happy to know that the Food and Drug Administration and the USDA have salt and sugar in their crosshairs. Let's hear it from the government, because we're too stupid to know. I sound like Lionel now. You ever listen to Lionel?
I do, yeah.
I'm beginning to sound like Lionel. You're too stupid
to
know.
Very sarcastic guy.
Yeah. Good broadcast.
I did a show with him, and yeah, that it gets a little old after a while when you're sitting next to that.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Yeah. It doesn't. It works in small.
I places. Like him. He's fine, but woof.
Yeah. Anyway.
You just woofed. You did a Doug woof.
Woof. Woof. Food regulators woof. Want you to know that sugar is bad for you. This is a radical nutritional
breaking
concept.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me write this down. Let me get out my pen.
And so the federal sure government wants you to know to avoid a raft of health problems and to pressure your blood pressure going up and all that sort of thing. You need to stay away from fattening products, fattening foods. That's good to know. Food and Drug Administration and a new nutrition facts panel. They're telling people to put this stuff on the back of their food and beverage package. It'll list how many grams of sugar have been added by manufacturers. So I thought we were already doing this. What's different about this from what was happening 2 years ago? I thought that we'd long since gone into this requirement. It's like
maybe
big news. What is this?
Maybe they never listed how much they add to food. It's just a total sugar amount that's on there.
Same thing for salt. Folks, don't use too much salt. That's from your Uncle Dougie. 10 minutes before the hour.
Don't use too much salt.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Exciting stuff, folks. I know you're on the edge of your seat listening to the theme music from Guardians of the Galaxy. Chris Pratt's 30. Wait, 36? Okay, 36.
30.
All right, all these. These kids are too young to be stars, Chucker. How do we put a stop to this? Too many of these kids in their 30s who are making it big.
He actually is probably the next, what you call the next generation of leading men. But here's a question. Do you think Chris Pratt is a household name, though? If for every 10 people listening in the audience, how many people know who he is?
I don't think anybody does.
I do. Well, we
married
all do.
To somebody, though. Yeah. Who's he married to?
Anna Faris.
Faris, yeah.
Okay.
And
I remember
he just rapped on Guardians of the Galaxy, too. And I'll tell you a quick story. About a month ago, we posted on his Instagram that Kurt Russell has a part in the film. And then when Kurt Russell's last day on the shoot finished, Chris Pratt said he actually cried because he thought Kurt Russell was one of the coolest actors he ever worked with and got very sentimental when Russell left the set. And that's
really
a cool story, actually.
Yeah, that's a cool story. Well, a lot of these kids are enamored still. They have to pinch themselves, and that's a good thing because it's humbling to be around the people who have been there where you are now and work their way up. That certainly can be said for him, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
For Kurt Russell?
He's in a fantastic spot. He's got the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. He's got Jurassic World, which are going to do at least two more. And he's going to co-star with Denzel Washington in the remake of the Magnificent Seven, which comes out in September. So he's got it going pretty
much. No, I'm talking about Kurt Russell.
I'm talking about Kurt Russell. Oh, I love Kurt Russell. I mean,
no,
you know,
but hold on a second. Quiet. Calm down for a second. I was trying to make a point about Kurt Russell having been there in the same place where Chris Pratt is now. And I wonder who he would have looked up to.
Very good analogy.
Thank you.
Kurt Russell's gone back now since the late 1970s. He's had a great career. He's probably looked up to a lot of people.
Did Kurt Russell ever have a franchise, though? He never did a big movie franchise, right?
The only one would be Escape from New York, and then the sequel, Escape from L.A., which was not quite as successful. I think, really, in Russell's day, the franchise property weren't as prevalent as they are
I think you're
now,
right.
though.
Yeah, right. All right, Chuck Curry has some more movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's get to movie news. I want to challenge Chucker, Victoria, as to what this algorithm is all about. Have you heard about what Leonardo DiCaprio and some other people are trying to do, buying into a company called Clue, Q-L-O-O, which is an algorithm, or it's going to, the company's going to develop an algorithm that will pick the leading actors and basically put everything together using some sort of fundamental software. Have you heard about this?
I have not, but I'm not surprised because, you know, I've heard stories in the recent months that say a lot of Hollywood studios, the casting directors, do a lot of research and cast actors and actresses based on how many Twitter followers that they have. And that's not
really?
Surprising that they would do that in this day and age of social media. So not surprised by that at all. Here's an interesting story. Tell me what you think, Doug. Eli Roth, the director of the movie Hostel and Hostile 2, mostly known for horror, signing on to direct Bruce Willis in a remake of the 1974 Charles Bronson classic Death Wish. Now, that movie hit a big-time nerve in 1974, made Bronson iconic. Will it have the same appeal in 2017 when it comes out?
That's a good question.
I say no, too.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. Chuck Curry, right again. Here he is every day on the Good Day program. Now 59 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.